Parashas Vayigash, we will in fact, Be'ezus Hashem, tonight not discuss the parasha, but rather the fast of Asarah B'Teves. Technically speaking, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, it is already Asarah B'Teves, although the fast in practice will only begin tomorrow. I'd like to discuss a little bit about the nature of the fast of Asarah B'Teves, and we will soon see, Be'ezus Hashem, Chidushim Nifloim, phenomenal Chidushim on the Chesam Sofer, in the understanding of what Asarah B'Teves is all about. If you look in the Novi is told, Yechezkel HaNovi, Vayehi Dvar Hashem Eilai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to me, says Yechezkel HaNovi. When exactly was this? B'chodesh ha'asiri, in the 10th month, which is of course Teves, be'osor l'chodesh, on the 10th day of the 10th month. So the 10th day of the 10th month is Asarah B'Teves. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Yechezkel HaNovi the following. He says, K'sov l'cho, you should write for yourself, Es Shem Hayoim, Es Etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Write down, he is instructed, the exact day, the date of today. What was it that happened today? Somach Melech Bobel El Yerushalayim. The king of Bobel, who is of course Nebuchadnezzar, this is when he laid siege to Yerushalayim. And when did this happen? The Etzem Hayoim Hazeh, on this very day. So the Novi is told, interestingly enough, unlike other fasts, we do not find that he is told with regard to other fasts that he must write down the exact days and dates of the Tanis. When it comes to Asarah B'Teves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Yechezkel specifically, write down the exact date, the 10th of the 10th. Asarah B'Teves, because it is this day, Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Very important to take note of these words. Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh, that Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim. Now, if you look in Sefer Zechariah, we just quoted Sefer Yechezkel. If you look in Sefer Zechariah, there, the fast, all of them are referred to not by their calendar date, but rather by their calendar month. The Novi talks about the fast of the fourth, Tzayim HaRavi. What is the Tzayim HaRavi? The Tzayim HaRavi, the fourth month of the year, is of course Tammuz. Tzayim HaChamishi, the fifth month, Tisha B'Av. The Tzayim HaShvi, the seventh month. What is the seventh month of the year? Tishri, Tzayim Gedalia. The Tzayim HaAsiri, and the fast of the tenth. The tenth month, meaning Asarah B'Teves, and in fact the Gemara says, Tzayim HaAsiri, which fast is it that is in the tenth month? This is Asarah B'Teves. And indeed, you open your Shulchan Aruch, you will see the Shulchan Aruch writes this, in Tav Kuf Mem Tes, you have to fast from Tisha B'Av, Shivasa B'Tammuz, Tzayim Gedalia, and Asarah B'Teves, and the Mishnah Berurah says, because this is the day that Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim. All of this is, of course, well known. What is perhaps not as well known is that actually Asarah B'Teves culminates a three-day period of mourning. The 8th of Teves, the 9th of Teves, and then finally the 10th of Teves. Every day is actually a day of Avelus, not just the 10th. Where does it say this? If you look in the Torah, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei, the Torah writes as follows. On the 8th day of Teves, writes the Torah, Talmai HaMelech, translated the Torah into Greek, Yevamos. And that was considered a tremendous tragedy in the history of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the eighth day of Teves is a day of Avelos. Then the Torah writes, strangely, on the ninth day of Teves, it is also a sad day, but we do not know why. That's what the Torah writes. We do not know why the ninth of Teves is a sad day, but we do know that indeed it is a sad day. And then on a third of Teves, that too is the third sad day in succession, because Nebuchadnezzar besieged Jerusalem. And you open up your Shulchan Aruch, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch writes it. The eighth of Teves, the Torah got translated into Greek, a tragedy. The ninth of Teves, we do not know what the Sorah is all about. The tenth, we do. And the Poskim point out, the Mogen Avraham and the Taz, they say, if you look carefully at the Slichos that we will be saying, Mes Hashem, tomorrow, there we find out what actually happens on the ninth day of Teves. Even though the Torah writes that we do not know, but in the Slichos, we are told quite clearly what happened on the ninth of Teves. It is the day of the Patira of Ezra HaSofer. Ezra HaSofer passes away on the ninth of Teves. So now the picture, I think, is complete and clear. On the eighth of Teves, Talmai HaMelech translates the Torah into Greek. On the ninth of Teves, Ezra HaSofer passes away. And on the tenth of Teves, Nebuchadnezzar besieges Jerusalem. So we have the three consecutive days, 8th, 9th, and finally 10th of Teves, all of which are in fact days of Avelos. And it's interesting to note, if any of you have at home the drushes of the Chassam Sofer, you will see that the Chassam Sofer gave a drusha every single year, not on Asar of the Teves, on Ches Teves. And now we understand why. Because Ches Teves is really when this period of mourning, in fact, begins, and year in, year out, the Chassam Sofer gave a drasha on that day, in which he obviously discussed in Yonah the Yeoman. I'd like to share with you two of the drashas, or at least to be more accurate, two very brief paragraphs in two different drushas. The actual drushas are extremely lengthy, and I want to share with you just two thoughts, and we'll soon see in Hashem, I think they are connected. The Chassam Sofer asks a most fascinating question. A question which I wonder if we would have ever thought of ourselves of asking. The 8th, the 9th, the 10th of Teves, as we just mentioned, three consecutive days of Avelos. Ask the Chassam Sofer, don't we know that Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, there were five tragedies? Don't we know that on Tisha B'Av there were five separate tragedies, as the Mishnah enumerates for us at the end of Tanis? It was the day of the Meragim, it was the day of the Churban Bayis Rishon, it was the day of the Churban Bayis Sheni. They all remarkably ended up on the same day. So too, Shivat Matamos. It was the day of the Egel, it was the day of this, it was the day of that. And the Gemara says, what a fascinating coincidence. Five tragedies all happened on the same day, both on Shivat Matamos and also on Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says, indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that all of these tragedies should happen on the same day. The Gemara calls it Megalgalin Zechus Alidei Zakai Choyva Alidei Chayim. When you have, as it were, a day which is a bad omen, an auspicious day for tragedies, all of the tragedies in the history of Klal Yisrael all get rolled into the same day. So the Chassam Sofer asks, therefore, so what happened in Teves? A fascinating question. Why in Teves did all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu there not orchestrate events, that these three tragedies should all take place on the same day? The 8th of Teves, the 9th of Teves, the 10th of Teves. Why there, like in Tammuz and in Av, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not arrange that all of the tragedies should occur on the same day? That is the question of the Chassam Sofer. Listen to his remarkable answer. A quite remarkable answer. He says, all three did happen on the same day. That's the answer. How can that be? We just said, 8th of Teves, 9th of Teves, and 10th of Teves. Says the Chassam Sofer, listen to the following very simple calculation. Take out your diary, look at your calendar, and count, says the Chassam Sofer. How many days are there from the beginning of the year, from Rosh Hashanah till Asar of the Teves? 98 days. 98 days. There's the Chassam Sofer, that parallels the 98 clauses. There are 98 curses, as we know at the end of the Torah in Parashat Kisavai. Curses are all about din. This day is in fact the day of din. 98 days after Rosh Hashanah is when Asara B'Teves, when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim. Now listen to this and hold on tightly to your chairs. We know that the month of Cheshvan and the month of Kislev sometimes are full. What does that mean? They're full 30 days in length, and sometimes they are chaser, they are only 29 days in length. There's a Chassam Sofer. If Cheshvan and Kislev are both 30 days, then 98 days after Rosh Hashanah will take you to where? To Ches Teves. Very simple calculation. Tishri, 30, Cheshvan, 30, Kislev, 30, that's 90, plus 8, Ches Teves. There's the Chassam Sofer. On the year, the Talmai translated the Torah into Greek, that particular year, both Cheshvan and Kislev both had 30 days in them. Such that the magic number 98 ended up when? On the 8th of Tevet. On the year that Ezra HaSofer passed away, says the Chassam Sofer, what happened in that year? One of the 2 months, Cheshvan and Kislev, one was 30 days and one was 29. So when does your 98 end up? On the 9th of Tevet. That's the day Ezra HaSofer died. There's the Chassam Sofer in conclusion. On the year that Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim, both Cheshvan and Kislev only had 29 days in them. And if that's the case, when did 98 days end up? On Asara B'Teves. Such that, says the Chassam Sofer, if you think about it carefully, all three Tzoros did happen on the same day. It's true, not on the same calendar date. They all took place quite remarkably, exactly 98 days following Rosh Hashanah. That parallels the 98 curses, the 98 punishments that befall Klal Yisrael, so too these punishments as well. The translation of the Torah, the Petira of Ezra HaSofer, and the besiege of Yerushalayim all took place on 98 days following Rosh Hashanah, which emerged on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th of Tevis. We roll them all into one. That's true. We now commemorate all of them on Asara B'Teves. And if you will note, in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow morning when you say your Slichos, you will see that in the Slichos it makes mention of all of these three sorrows. And now we understand why. Why are we making mention on our Sorah B'Teves of the other two tragedies? And the answer is because they are really all rolled into one, with a common denominator being that they all took place 98 days after Rosh Hashanah. A quite remarkable Chasam Sefer. Who would have thought of asking the question and giving that answer? But that's the way he learns. And clearly he says there is significance in this number of 98. As we mentioned, 98 is the number of chloris that represents Din and Oynesh. So indeed it was 98 days from Rosh Hashanah. And he says, that's what the Navi was told. Write down this date, Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZer. It's the Yoyim that's so important, because it's the calculation, the number of days that passed from Rosh Hashanah until this day, that's critical, which is the number 98. Now bear all of that in mind, and now listen to the following. As they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. You will hear another chiddush of the Chasam Sefer, which is so staggering, but it's so fundamental in our entire understanding of what Asarah B'Teves is all about. This year, a very rare phenomenon occurs. Very, very rare. Hasn't happened for almost 20 years, and that is Asarah B'Teves on a Friday. It is the only fast that can land on a Friday. One of the Gedolei HaRishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes this, the Avudram says, if in theory Asarah B'Teves would land on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. An amazing thing to say. We know that if Shiva Asar B'Tammuz lands on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. Even if Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, we push it off to Sunday. Says the Avudram, not so with regard to Asarah B'Teves. If Asarah B'Teves lands on Shabbos, you will actually fast on Shabbos. Now, there's no need to get worried, because based on the way our calendar works out, Asarah B'Teves can in fact never land on Shabbos. But says the Avudram, theoretically, if it would be Chal on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. How can that be? Says the Avudram, because the pasuk that we began with tonight says quite clearly that the date of this fast is Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZer. On this precise day, there's the Avudram, that is exactly like, where else does it say in the Torah, Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZer, Yoyim HaKippurim. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we do fast on Shabbos. It has to be that day. The day is critical, non-negotiable. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, you can push it off to Sunday. Tisha B'Av, you can push off to Sunday. But Asarah B'Teves, where it says, Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZer, that is like Yoyim HaKippurim, says the Avudram, if it would land out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. And of course, the question that must be asked, how on earth can Asarah B'Teves be considered more stringent than Tisha B'Av? After all, the Churban, in fact, took place on Tisha B'Av. Asarah B'Teves was surely only the beginning of it all. As we mentioned, Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim. It took a while. 2.5 years, in fact, before they finally broke through Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. But that's only the beginning. That's only the start. How on earth can that be considered more chomor than Tisha B'Av? A staggering thing to say. When Tisha B'Av lands on Shabbos, then Shabbos takes precedence and you push off the fast to Sunday. So too is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. why on earth is our sorrow of the Teves any different? This is a question that is discussed by many Mepharshim, but we will make specific mention of the Chassam Sofer's approach. Do we have any precedent whatsoever for a fast on Shabbos, besides the Yom Kippurim? And the answer is, there is one other fast, Halacha Lamaisa, where you would fast on Shabbos. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this, that if you have a bad dream on Friday night, in fact, says the Gemara, on any night, then there is an Indian to do a tanis the following day, but it must be that day, and the Gemara says, Ba'afilu b'Shabbos. It's got to be that day. Why does it have to be that day? Apparently, Chazal taught us that if you fast on that very day that you had the dream, that will be mevatel the sorrow that you dreamt about. That is the Shulchan Aruch, that is a Gemara Mufureshes. So we do have a precedent for fasting on Shabbos. On Shabbos. Now I will make mention, just before we get to the Chassam Sofer, of the way Reb Chaim Briska, how he learned this Abu Dram. Reb Chaim Briska was also bothered. How can the Abu Dram say that you would fast on Shabbos for Asara B'Teves? Why is that different to Tisha B'Av? Says Reb Chaim Briska, just like fasting on Shabbos when you have a bad dream, if it's got to be on the day, then it's got to be on the day, even on Shabbos. All other fasts, says Reb Chaim Briska, do not have to be on the particular day. We may mention before the prophet that says, what is Shivasa B'Tamas called? Soim HaRavi'i. It's a month, not a particular day. Yes, Chazal gave it a date, the 17th of Tamas, but if you push it off to the 18th, as long as it's in the fourth month. So too Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is called the fast of the fifth. The fifth month, essentially any day in that month. Yes, of course, Lechatchila on the ninth. But if you push it off to the tenth, you have fulfilled the obligation of fasting in the fifth month. But Asara B'Teves, it says, Be'etzem Hayoyim Azeh. The kviyas of the tzayim is not just with regard to the month in general, but rather to the day specifically. It's got to be on the 10th. Says Reb Chaim Briska, if that's the case, it really is like a tanis chalayim. If you've got to fast today, daska today, then even on Shabbos you would fast. Therefore he says, that's what the Abu Dram means, that's why you would fast on Shabbos if Asara B'Teves landed on Shabbos, because Asara B'Teves is all about the day. But now listen, and with this we will finish, to the most mind-blowing, but also fundamentally crucial Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is bothered by this question. Why and how can the Abu Dram possibly write that if Asara B'Teves was on Shabbos, you would fast like Yom Kippur? How can that be considered more strict than Tisha B'Av? Says the Chassam Sofer the following, and I quote, "Do you know what happened?" says the Chassam Sofer on Asara B'Teves. Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim. We sometimes make the mistake of thinking that the following Tammuz, that's when the next stage of the Churban occurs. That is a Tolus. It happened 2.5 years later. What took so long? Why was Nebuchadnezzar surrounding Yerushalayim for the best part of 2.5 years? Says the Chassam Sofer something that only the Chassam Sofer could write. When Nebuchadnezzar and Babel were trying to wage war down here on planet Earth against Klal Yisrael, there was the equivalent war going on upstairs in the Beis Din Shel Malo, where an enormous debate ensued. Should the Churban take place, or should the Churban not take place? Will the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed, or will it not be destroyed? And they were, in the words of the Chassam Sofer, there were those on the right, and there were those on the left, for and against, pro and con, backwards and forwards. There was a raging debate for 2.5 years. Nebuchadnezzar was a mere puppet. The strings were being pulled in Shomayim. For 2.5 years, a milchama was going on, a raging debate. Should HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroy the Beis HaMikdash or not? And in the end, the decision was made, yes, the Churban will take place. That's what happened all those years ago on Asara B'Tevis. There's the Chassam Sofer. Don't we know that Chazal teach us that every generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not built, it is as if they have destroyed it. So I always traditionally understood that to mean that if we were unable to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that is tantamount to destroying it. Listen to what the Chassam Sofer says about this. Says the Chassam Sofer, every single year on Asara B'Teves, the Beis Din Shel Malo reconvenes. Just like they did all those years ago, they do so every year on Asara B'Teves, to once again come to a decision. Will the Beis HaMikdash continue to be destroyed, or will it be rebuilt this year? That happens when? On Asara B'Teves, every single year. A fresh decision. In Toshian Pei, last year, the Beis Din Shel Malo convened on Asara B'Teves, and apparently, and tragically, the decision was not to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The decision on whether Toshian Peyalev will see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash is taking place tonight and tomorrow on Asara B'Teves. Here's the Chassam Sofer in conclusion. Why is it that when somebody has a bad dream, he fasts even on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Fasting is a cause of sorrow. We say in Rishei Shaloi Sehei Sorrow V'yogoyim V'anocha V'yeyim Enuchaseinu. You're not supposed to have a day of sadness on Shabbos. So why, if you have a bad dream, do you fast even on Shabbos? Do you know why, says the Chassam Sofer? Because it's not a sorrow. To the contrary, it is the greatest oynes. It is the greatest delight. If you fast today, and you will know that it was through the fast that you will be mevatel the sorrow that is pending, that is the greatest oynes possible. That's not a sorrow. Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody has a yahrzeit on which he fasts, if the yahrzeit falls on Shabbos, he does not fast. Do you know why it does a Chassam Sofer? Because that is a sorrow historically, something of the past. The person, the parents, did not pass away today. He passed away on this date a number of years ago, in the past. That is a sorrow. We do not have a day of sorrow on Shabbos. But a Tanis Chaloyim is not a sorrow. Why? Because that's not about the past. That's about the future. This fast will be mevatel the sorrow that is pending in the future. That's the greatest source of oynek. That's oynek Shabbos. That's not a sorrow on Shabbos. There is the Chassam Sofer. We now understand that the picture is complete. Asorah the Teves is different to all other fasts. Tisha B'Av, we are commemorating that which happened in the past. Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, we are commemorating that which happened in the past. Not looking ahead to the future, but looking back to the past. And if you therefore fast on Shabbos, that will be a sorrow. So we push it off to Sunday. Not so, Asorah B'Teves. Because Asorah B'Teves, when the Beis Din Shomal are reconvening on an annual basis, every year, year in and year out, to decide, will the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed or will it be rebuilt? It is an Oineg Shabbos to fast on Shabbos to therefore be Mevatel, the pending Churban. And it therefore really is like a Tanis Chalim. Quite mind-blowing statement about some statements. But every year on Asorah B'Teves, the Beis Din Shomal or meet, and they have a deal, just like they did all those years ago. Will it or won't it? What will happen to the Beis HaMikdash? Such that if that lands on Shabbos, the fast on Shabbos is not a sorrow. It is indeed a oinig. If we now revisit the words of the Abu Dram, listen to how the words now have so much more meaning. What did the Abu Dram say? The Abu Dram said that if the fast of Asorah B'Teves would land on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. Why? Because it says, Be'etzem ha-yoyim hazeh, just like Yoyim Kippurim. Those are phenomenal words. It is indeed like Yoyim Kippurim. Asorah B'Teves is Yom Kippurim. It's not just a play on words because it says Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh in two places. Asorah B'Teves, just like Yom Kippurim, is a Yom Din. It is not a metaphor. It literally is a day of Yom Kippurim. It's a Yom of Din. What is the specific Din? What is it that's being judged? Will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt this year, or it will not be rebuilt this year? And that's why, just like on Yom Kippur, you fast on Shabbos. Just like a Tanis Chaloyim, you fast on Shabbos. Whenever there's a din today to decide the future, that's not a sorrow, that is an oinig. When you fast on Yom Kippur, that's not a sorrow. The Mishnah tells us that it's the biggest Yom Tov of the year is Yom Kippur. That's not a game of sorrow. It's a game of simcha, of oinig. Fasting on that Shabbos will be mevatel all din in the future. So too following a bad dream. And so too, says the Chasam Sofer, on Asorah B'Teves. So we ask the question, how can it be that Asorah B'Teves is considered more stringent than Tisha B'Av and Shiva Osur B'Tammuz? And the Chasam Sofer is explaining to us, it is not more stringent, it is just different in kind. Tisha B'Av and Shiva Osur B'Tammuz are fasts on which we commemorate the past. And if you commemorate the past by fasting, that's a Yom Sorrow. You cannot have a Yom Sorrow on Shabbos. But Asorah B'Teves is not about the past. It's all about the future. There is a Mishpat. There is a Yom Din in which the decision will be made. Will there be a Churban or will there be a Binyan? The fast on Shabbos on that day is not a sorrow. Indeed, it is an Oinig. Let's just leave the last line to connect these two Chasam Sofers. The Chasam Sofer told us that Asorah B'Teves is all about 98 days from Rosh Hashanah. Now we understand. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Yom Din. And it concludes with Asorah B'Teves. That's why 98 days always relate to Rosh Hashanah. This din, the beginning of the din, is on Rosh Hashanah. But the decision is made on Asorah B'Teves. On Asara Bateira is that when the Beis Din are convened and they make their mishpat. Will there or won't there be a korban? Will there or won't there be a binyan of Beis HaMikdash this year? Such that the 98 days beginning on Rosh Hashanah, culminating on Asara Bateira, is as it were Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. And that's what the Abu Dram means. That if Asara Bateis would land on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. It says Etzem Hayom Hazeh here, and it says Etzem Hayom Hazeh on Yom Kippurim. Because in fact, as the Chassam Soveh has explained to us, it is exactly a Yom Kippurim. It is a day of Din. So may it be the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that on this Asara Bateis, the 98th day from Rosh Hashanah, on the Etzem HaYom Hazeh, on this Yom HaKippurim, may it be that this is the last time we will fast on Asara Bateis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyoymar L'Sarei Seinu Dai, should decide with the Beis Din Shel Malo, that indeed Tov Shin Pei Aleph will be the year in which the Beis HaMikdash is built. May it be from Heiro Yomeinu Amen.